Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I used to work at Walmart for a span of 6 months. I have a number of stories, mostly funny things that happened. However, one of the strangest and kind of creepy things still puzzles me today. So, at Walmart, I mostly stocked shelves, especially later at night. I'd start work, and then the store would close, and I'd work basically an overnight shift. But Walmart is open until 11 p.m., so when I would first get there, there would still be people there. One time, not too long after starting, the store was basically dead, but still open. We were closing in a bit, and I was all by myself in an aisle in the grocery department. I had several large boxes of products that I was putting onto the shelves. As I was doing this, I remembered that this guy came into the aisle that I was in. I didn't bat an eye, but I knew that somebody was there. This guy, though, walked over to me and then stood right behind me, but didn't say anything. I turned around and saw this guy with bleach blonde hair looking like he was straight out of 1999 or something. He was kind of skinny and wore a yellow and green shirt. He asked me where the eggs were. I told him that they were two aisles down and pointed in the direction. Then the man walked off that way.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That was where the dairy products were, and despite the guy looking kind of strange, it was a pretty normal interaction. So I continued work, now by myself. About 2 or 3 minutes later, an egg came flying over the aisle next to me and landed on the ground and broke. It had landed just a few feet away from where I was. I stopped working and looked around. I didn't see anyone, but then another egg came flying over. This one hit the ground and broke just a few feet away from me, even closer than the last one. I knew right away what was going on. The guy who I had told where the eggs were was now tossing them at me. Most likely this was some kind of a prank. I looked around wondering if I was being filmed for a reaction or something. However, I did not see anybody within view of me at all. As I was looking, another egg came flying over and hit the ground. Then I ran out of the aisle to see who was doing it. As soon as I got towards the end of the aisle, I heard somebody running away. I made it around to the next aisle and just barely saw that same guy running off. There did not appear to be anybody with him, so it seemed as though he acted alone. I tried to keep chasing after him. I jogged over and yelled at him to stop, but of course he didn't. He only went faster and got farther away from me, and before long, he was lost. I couldn't just chase him all the way around the store as much as I wanted to. I was kind of angry about it, but I just went back though. Then I cleaned up the eggs on the ground in my aisle. If he did it again, there would be real problems. After cleaning, I went and found my supervisor and let him know what had happened, and to keep an eye out for the guy. Then I went back to work. For the rest of my shift, I didn't see the guy, and things were fine. I got off work early the next morning, and it was still dark out. So I left the store and then walked out to my car in the parking lot. When I arrived at it, I saw that it had been egged. There were eggs smashed all over my windshield, roof, and doors. I was really ticked off. I knew that same guy had got me again. I got in and drove straight to a car wash and got it looking nice again. But as I was driving home, I realized, how did that man know which car was mine? There would really be no way of knowing that information, unless of course he either watched me get in or out of it or something like that. That made the whole thing seem that much weirder to me. And why did the guy do that in the first place? It wasn't for some prank YouTube or TikTok video. This seemed to be for his own amusement. I never saw that guy again when working there. I saw some strange people in my time working at Walmart, but I will always remember that guy as the strangest. I work at Walmart, and this is something that took place not too long ago. At Walmart stores, you can shop online, and at our store, there's a bunch of parking spaces dedicated to online orders. When somebody orders online, They can drive to one of the parking spaces and somebody who works at Walmart will bring out their items and put them in their car for them. This was one of my tasks at Walmart occasionally when this story took place. I would bring out the orders and put them in the people's cars in the parking lot. We had almost an entire row of parking spaces in the lot dedicated to this. Each had a number so we knew which car to bring the orders to. One night, I was working and doing this for a while. After a few hours, things started to really quiet down. I didn't have nearly as many orders to bring out. At one point, I saw there was just two cars parked in those rows. I brought out an order and went back inside and did not get another one for at least 20 more minutes. Then I had to bring one out, which was pretty small, so that was a little strange. I was used to the orders being like 5 or 10 bags of stuff. This one was just one small bag. I didn't really think too much of it though, and was just glad that it would be easier. I got the car and parking space to bring the order to, and then I left the store to bring it out. When I made it out there, I remembered that this was one of the two cars that I had seen there during the last order. They must have gotten there really early. It was a dark gray, older-looking large SUV. The windows also appeared fairly tinted. I walked out there and headed to the driver's window. I was planning to just hand them the bag. Before I made it there though, I saw the window roll down just a crack. I couldn't see the driver, but I heard a man's voice say, "Put it in the trunk." The window then rolled back up quickly. So I stopped and then walked around to the back side of the vehicle. At that point, I got to the rear hatch and swung it open. As soon as I did, I saw that there were no far back row of seats in the car. Instead, there were these two guys wearing all dark clothing and masks covering their heads. One of them came up and quickly grabbed me and started trying to pull me into the car. My instincts took over and I started tugging back, trying to get away. The other guy also started pulling me inside the car without leaving the car. It was two against one, but they did not have great leverage being inside the vehicle and me being out of it. We struggled, and one of the guys put his arm around my head. He covered my mouth so that I couldn't scream or yell for help. It felt like a really long time that the struggle was going on. I really don't know how long exactly it was, maybe a minute. I remember that after what felt like forever, I heard footsteps a ways away. Then I heard a man's voice shouting from behind me. After a few more seconds of struggle, I was let go. In fact, I was pushed back and I fell to the ground about 5 feet behind the vehicle. Then the trunk slammed shut and the SUV quickly screeched away, squealing the tires in the process. When the car was gone, the man's voice who I had heard came up to me. He asked if I was okay and what had just happened. It was an older guy who must have seen what was going on and came over. I told him that the guys had just tried to pull me into the car and I didn't know why. The man said he was calling the police and then went inside the Walmart store with me. I told my manager what happened, and within like 5 minutes the cops were there. I talked to them for a while, but I couldn't give them a license plate or a description of the men because they were wearing masks. After that, I was able to go home. It was a very terrifying experience. I don't do that at Walmart anymore, but I still work there. I don't think those men were ever found. Looking back, it's eerie to think of how I had noticed the car long before the order was made, and the fact that the order was so small. Were they just sitting there planning to kidnap me when they saw me working? I'm also really grateful to the man who saw what was going on, or they might have been able to get me in the vehicle. I used to work at Walmart many years ago. This was about 10 years back now, and I was much younger at the time. It was one of my first jobs, and overall, it was okay. What I mostly did in my time at Walmart was to push the carts in the parking lot. This job might seem easy, but it actually got pretty tough sometimes. For one, I lived in a climate that got pretty cold, and I'd be outside in the winter. But also, so many people shopped at the Walmart and used the carts that it was hard to otherwise keep up. The other workers that would push carts would always call in, and I would be stuck all by myself in the whole parking lot. At my Walmart, there was also some crazy drivers, which made pushing a bunch of carts in at once a challenge. Still, I feel like I did a pretty good job most of the time. One of the other problems that we had sometimes, though, was that people would not put the carts back where they belong. There were a good number of cart returns. Sometimes they would fill up and overflow, and other times people would just not put the carts back and leave them scattered around the parking lot. And even occasionally, sometimes, people would steal the carts. So one night, I was out in the parking lot working. The weather was nice, so that was good. I was working until like 10 p.m. or something like that. At around 9 o'clock, things were pretty quiet. There were not as many customers at the store anymore, and I had just gotten the carts full again. So now I had a little more time, and I was going around the parking lot and getting the stray carts. I collected several from one side of the lot and then went to the other. When I was at the east side of the lot, which was generally the quieter side, I saw a man pushing a cart. However, the cart that the man was pushing was empty, and he was at the far back corner of the parking lot starting to go off the property. I was wondering if he was going to steal the cart. He didn't look homeless at all or anything, and again, nothing was in the cart, so I wasn't sure what he was doing. I started to walk over towards the man. He kept going and was soon off of our property. He went into a parking lot that was next to ours for some other business that was closed by now. In that parking lot, it was almost completely empty, but there were a few cars scattered around. There was also a U-Haul type truck that was parked there. The man kept going towards the truck. When I had finally caught up to him, I called out to the man. I asked him what he was doing with the cart. The man completely ignored me and kept going. When he made it to the truck, another man got out from the driver's seat of it. He met the other guy, and then right in front of me, as if I wasn't even there, they went around and opened the back of the truck. I asked what was going on, and the men glanced over at me, but I was once again ignored. Then they lifted the cart into the truck, which I could see had some other junk in it. After that, I yelled at them to stop and said that they couldn't do that. The men looked over, but still ignored me. I was angry now and felt disrespected. I started walking over to them, and they shut the door to the back of the truck, and then started walking to the front of it. I got in their way, and they kind of shoved me. When this happened, I thought about trying to fight them, but I thought better of it. I went back to the other end of the truck, and then tried to open the back door to get the cart, but it was locked. Then they started to reverse the truck, nearly hitting me, and I just barely got out of the way on time. They quickly drove off and were gone. It was very weird. I didn't know what on earth had just happened. I went back to the Walmart and just kept getting carts after that. When my shift was over, I reported the stolen cart to my boss, who said, "Yeah, you win some, you lose some. Tonight you lost." Something about the guys who stole the carts, though, seemed really strange. How did they just completely ignore me? And why did they even want to steal a shopping cart in the first place? For the most part, though, I decided to forget it. I kept on working at Walmart. A few nights later, though, I was working again. It became another quiet night similar to the one before. I was walking around the parking lot and collecting carts towards the end of my shift again. Then I saw that same type of U-Haul truck. Of course, I didn't know for sure if this was the same one as before or not. There are probably many trucks that look just like that around. Still, I was curious. The truck was parked in the far back corner of the parking lot at the end row pretty much by itself. As I walked over there, I decided that I would go and see. I got closer and closer and then approached the truck. I was heading for the passenger side front window. As soon as I got within maybe 5 feet, I could see the same two guys were inside. The truck suddenly took off, very quickly driving away. It was the same truck with the same guys. But what were they doing just sitting there? Were they planning to steal another shopping cart? I'm not sure. After that, I didn't see those guys again. So maybe they went to a different Walmart to steal carts from. I'm not sure, but it was pretty strange. I live in an apartment building currently that's right across the street from a Walmart. To paint the picture, my apartment building has 5 levels and I'm on the top floor. My apartment is in the back side of the building and my windows overlook a small grassy area. Next to that is a sidewalk and then the street. Right across the street is the Walmart. The Walmart does not face my apartment, so I kind of see it from the side. However, I can still see a good amount of the parking lot. It's kind of interesting to look out of my window most of the time, because being that high up, you can see all the things going on down below, such as people walking on the sidewalk, cars driving by, and people coming and going from the Walmart store. Sometimes I like to people watch when things are busy. One night I was at home and happened to glance out of the window. It was pretty late, about 10-something p.m. By now the sidewalks were empty and the roads were pretty quiet too. Only the occasional car would pass by. The Walmart parking lot still had a lot of vehicles in it, but much less than earlier. The store would be closing soon, so most of the vehicles belonged to the employees. I didn't see any people walking in the parking lot, but I kept watching outside. It was kind of relaxing to just stand there and look out of the window. About a minute went by, and then I saw a man walk out of the Walmart building. He turned to the left, and then he started walking towards the sidewalk by the Walmart, which was closer to me. I kept watching him, not really giving it much thought. The man then walked off that sidewalk and started walking across the street right in the middle of it. He was not going on a crosswalk or anything like that, but there were no cars around, so it was fine. But as he was walking in the middle of the road, he looked up and seemed to notice me. Even though I was pretty far away, I guess that I was more noticeable now. I mean, my apartment lights were on, and I was just standing there in the giant window staring out. A lot of the other apartment lights were probably off, which made mine more noticeable. The man continued to look at me as he walked across the street. I figured that he would get to the sidewalk and then walk down it, but no. As he made it across, he then started pointing at me, and he was not smiling or anything like that. I was far away, but if anything, he appeared angry. For some reason, I didn't move away from the window, though. I kept watching him. The man walked right through the grass area towards the apartment building. I didn't think that he lived here, but I guess it was possible. There was a back door near the grassy area. Some people would use it to go out and smoke in the grassy area sometimes. I watched the man walk to the back door, all while still looking at me and pointing. Then he tried to open the door, but it was locked. He just started standing around by it and looking up at me the whole time. I realized that he didn't live there, or else he would have had a key and been able to enter, but I also didn't know what he was doing. I was too curious. I was not waving at him or anything. Why did this guy care so much that I was watching him? Looking back, I probably should have just walked away. I really don't know why I didn't, but I found it so off how the man was just staring at me and pointing at me, now clearly looking angry. After a while, I tried to smile and wave at the guy to be nice. He didn't react well and kept doing what he was doing. This was really weird. Then I saw the back door open. Some guy left to go smoke a cigarette. Just then, I saw the man quickly head to the door and then make it inside before it shut. When that happened, my heart sank. He was now inside of the building. I turned off all my lights then and moved away from the window. Probably 5 minutes later, I heard somebody try opening my apartment door. I knew who it was. He violently tried the doorknob like 5 times before banging on the door. I didn't answer it. I didn't even bother to go close to the door. I was really creeped out now. The man loudly banged on the door a few more times. I was in the other room, hoping that he would leave. The guy waited maybe 30 seconds and then banged again. Finally, I heard footsteps walking away. Only then did I go over to the front door and look out of it. The man was finally gone. After that, I got ready for bed and went to sleep. I haven't seen that man since. I don't know what his problem was or why he was so determined to get to me, but I'm really glad that he didn't. I worked in the Walmart customer service area a few years ago. It was a job that was all right. I didn't love it or hate it. It was better than working as a cashier to me, which I did for a while until moving to the customer service. At our store, it was in the front, just past the check lanes. Most commonly, we would deal with returns and that sort of stuff. During this time period, I lived with a roommate in a house that we rented together. My roommate's name was Shirley, and we were friends. So, one night, I was by myself working in the customer service area in Walmart. It was a quiet night, and we were going to be closing within the next couple of hours. I wasn't doing a whole lot anymore, and was looking forward to going home soon. So then, I remember seeing this guy come in, holding a few Walmart bags. I figured that the guy was going to make some returns. He was wearing a large black t-shirt, jeans, and a backwards baseball cap. He also had a goatee and looked fairly young. The guy then dumped out the Walmart bags onto the counter and said that he was making a return. However, when I saw the items, I was very confused. Some were clothing and some were random household objects like a candle, a bottle of wine, and a blanket. None of the objects were in their original packaging though, and I soon realized that none of the items were sold at Walmart either. It was just random stuff. I continued to look at it, feeling very confused now. As I did, I saw something that made my heart drop. It was a picture frame with a picture in it that was of me and my sister taken when we were younger, and that's when I realized that all this stuff was my stuff. I stopped looking at it and then looked up at the man. I asked him, "Where did you get this stuff?" He just started laughing and then turned and walked away. I stood there frozen, not sure what to do. Should I chase after the man? Should I call the police? Should I do nothing? The man quickly went away, and then I looked at all the stuff again. Sure enough, it belonged to me and had been in my house. There were a few items that were not mine, but belonged to my roommate Shirley. I realized that somebody must have broken into our house or something. I got out my phone and called Shirley. She was not home, but was also at work like I was and had left for work shortly after I did that day. I told her about it. She was just as surprised as me. Then I told a coworker and then my manager. After she heard about it, she said they would look into it, and my manager told me I was allowed to go home early. I only had about an hour left of my shift anyways. I left and went home. For some reason, I didn't call the police at that point. When I arrived back, I parked my car and looked around. Everything seemed normal. There were no suspicious cars or people to be seen in the area. All the lights in my house appeared off, and nothing seemed to be out of place outside at a glance. So I got out of my car and walked to the front door. It was still locked, and I saw that the windows were not broken. I was, however, too nervous to go inside, so I walked all around the house, examining it. I didn't see any broken windows or anything, but when I got to the back door, I opened it and it was not locked. This really creeped me out, and I ran back for my car and got inside of it. Then I called the police. I waited for them in my car and watched my house, but nothing happened. The police arrived and I gave them permission to enter my house and search it. They did just that and found nobody inside. However, there were many missing things. My laptop, Shirley's laptop, her iPad, some money that we each had, jewelry, clothes, speakers, and some other stuff were stolen. They walked in the back door, which Shirley did not lock. This was scary enough as it was, but the fact that the guy walked right into the Walmart with, I guess, the stuff that he stole but he didn't want anymore was really creepy. We had him on surveillance video at the Walmart, but he did not appear to drive to the Walmart but just walk. They tried to identify him, but the security camera footage wasn't the greatest, and I don't think he was ever found. The whole thing still makes me scared to think about. Was the man trying to taunt me or something? I really hope that somehow he is caught. I don't live there anymore, and I don't work at Walmart anymore either.